Here it is. Swinging a long drive, deep to left field. Going back is Gardner, all the way to the wall. It's gone! A home run for Mike Brasso. The Rays have taken a 2-1 lead and sweet justice in San Diego.
Rays win! Rays win! Rays win! And they're on their way to the American League
Yankees. That was hands down the greatest moment I've been a part of in baseball.
It's time to raise the roof as your Tampa Bay Rays are headed to the 2020 American League Championship Series against
the Houston Astros. Baby.
I don't think that I still can't comprehend what happened. I know, Evan, quick thoughts and then we'll go into it. Just how are you feeling right now?
Just like from what happened in that regular season series and like the last few games of that between Mike Brasso and Aroldis Chapman, the way this series ended in the ALDS in the playoffs was an ultimate payoff, ultimate revenge. It just doesn't get much better. Like,
yeah, it is. But there is more work to do.
There's more work to do, but that's just gonna. That's
holy crap! Like, oh my god! I think that's pretty much how all Rays fans feel. Like, Jesus, I know we haven't like recorded an episode this series, but oh my god! Like, that's all I can say. And we'll talk about the entire series and we'll recap it. But just wow, what a way to end it. Rays headed on to the ALCS. Great pitching, timely hitting. Just, I don't even know how to process what's going on right now. But let's go on to talking about this entire series. Obviously, the Rays beat the Yankees in the five-game ALDS. They won 3-2 in the series. Just tell me about how you felt about the entire series. Going into it, we discussed it, but what were your thoughts going into the series, and how did things kind of shape out game to game for you?
Well, going into the series, I thought it would be a big moment for our team. We're gonna have to get offensive numbers on top of great pitching, and that's exactly what we did. First game, we came out a little like hesitant, a little like drawn back. I feel like we didn't like go out there and just punch them right in the throat like we should have. But game two, we definitely got it done with our hitting. Game three as well, just great batting. Randy Arozarena really become. I like to call him A-Roz now. I'm just going to call him A-Roz from now on. A-Roz.
Freaking Arozarena. What a god.
Was a legend. A legend in this series. I mean, like, we were missing – one of the downsides of this series has been Brandon Lau not really getting that much – contributing that much. But I felt like
– considering I'm wearing
Randy,
this jersey
Randy
right
really
now.
Yeah, a little disappointed, aren't you? Just a little bit, but it's okay because he has more chances to prove himself. A-Rod's just insanity carrying this series. And then game five, a huge pitcher battle, like probably one of the most epic pitcher battles I've ever seen.
It was
seen
so entertaining. It was so stressful. It was so entertaining. Oh man!
Like all these pitchers being. Like, we were about to put Snell in at the end there.
I'm so happy. Like,
if Castillo didn't get it done, but he did.
That was such an advantage, the fact that we bullpened the rest of the game so that we didn't have to use Snell or Morton so we could use them for the ALCS. Like,
yeah, that's
– hindsight. Like,
Kevin Cash, oh, my God. In hindsight, that's, like, the smartest decision he could have made.
And he only used Glasnow for 2 1/3, which means that he can probably pitch game three. Because I know that – I mean, I know he threw a lot, but I'm sure he he'll be good to start game three or game four. So, like, we're going to get him back.
Yeah, of course, of course.
But, wow, that's just – everything in this series was crazy. I thought game one, I was like, oh, crap. The Yankees are – you know, their offense is off the charts. Giancarlo Stanton hit a home run in 5 straight games, which didn't set a new record because Daniel Murphy still has the record because Daniel Murphy went off in that series with the Mets. Mets, Cubs, Dodgers, whatever. It was just, I don't think, I didn't know what to expect. I expected I expected it to be a lot more high scoring. I expected the Yankees to just come out here and just try to like destroy everything. And they did at times. I mean, like there were some high scoring games, like the 7-5 game, 8-4 game, both 12 run games. Obviously the first game of the series went in favor of the Yankees.
Due to 18 home runs. I mean, was it 18 home runs or was it
21 not 18 home runs? I thought it was like 21. Because there was 21 three hits home runs.
Oh yeah, three more today. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was tied 9-9. Yeah, 21 home runs in the series. So like, if you wanted home runs, clearly Petco Park is not a pitcher's park anymore. It's a hitter's park because they hit 21, which is just stupid. Man, it's just the pitching was really good. I know Snell had a shaky outing, but like the bullpen was very good. Again, shaky outings from a lot of people, but like. Anderson was good. Castillo was good. Fairbanks was really good. Big Heat Pete's back, which is great to hear. Shane McClanahan hit 101. Like,
yeah, that.
Where did that come from?
I mean, he's a USF alum, so I'm always rooting for that guy.
I didn't know that he threw 101.
That's crazy.
I didn't know he threw.
I didn't know that either. I didn't know that at all.
Like, it doesn't even look like it's 101. He pulls it out. I'm like. Where did you come from, Senor Shane? Like, yeah. Like, what's going on here? And I was so angry that they didn't use Fleming or Sheriff. And I swear to God, if they do that again, I'm gonna be so pissed off.
I think they're gonna have to with this 7-game series because
I don't know how much. Yeah, I don't know how much expanded they can go with the rosters. I don't know if they can go to 30. Mm-hmm. For this, but my God, Perez hit a home run, timely home run. Zunino hit a timely home run. Lau didn't do anything, unfortunately, which sucked. But Meadows hit that home run to, you know, the tie gave up, break the no-hitter tonight, which I kept spamming
chat.
No hit. I just
huge.
Kept spamming no-hitter in our chat.
Yeah.
I spammed no-hitter way too much.
we really needed that that hit from Austin Meadows. Like,
yeah. Rosarena was really good. Kiermaier hit the, you know, back to back years on the same exact day hitting, or I don't know if it was the same exact day, but it was pretty close hitting a 3-run home run in game 3 of the ALDS because, you know, it happened last year against the Astros. It happened this year. And
I think it was the same day, actually.
It was the same day. So 1 year removed from literally the same exact thing happening, which is just absolutely wild. And like tonight, I was like, oh God, we're going to get cold again. Like Garrett Cole's going to come out. He's going to do his thing. And we're just going to lose because it's Garrett Cole. And we can't beat Garrett Cole in the playoffs, it seems like. Because this is now the fourth time that we faced him in the playoffs in the last 2 years. And we've lost three of those starts already. And coming into this game, I was like, you know, I mean, like we just talked about it before this. Like we were both just our head. We were like, this team is dead in the water. Like this is it. And it's going to be so depressing when they lose. And Cole didn't look good tonight. And they worked counts. And that was really important because it knocked him out of the game and it forced them to use Britton and Chapman, who had already thrown
that
the day before.
First inning was huge. I mean, we had bases loaded, but granted, it was all from walks and a hit by pitch on a Rosarena.
Yeah, so not ideal in that situation, but like still, they were working the count and they forced him to throw. Yeah. And I could tell by like the fourth and fifth inning, you could really see that starting to affect him, and they just kept working those at-bats against Britton and against Chapman. I mean, the Brousseau at-bat was a 10-pitch at-bat. Like, he worked – like, I could tell Chapman was, you know, was flustered. Like, this was the first guy that he had faced that really, you know, that had fought him at all. And in that at-bat specifically, so obviously Meadows has a home run. The game's tied 1-1. There's just stress. I'm just completely stressed out all the time because, you know, that's just how it is as a Rays fan.
Yeah.
And – going into that AB, I didn't really know what to expect. Obviously, Brousseau is early on the breaking pitch and hits it almost out of the stadium foul. And I'm like, oh God, that's it. That's the pitch. He spoiled the pitch. He wasted the pitch. He's not gonna do it. It's just that was his opportunity to do it. And then Chapman throws one inside and he connects on it. And he doesn't get barrel at all on it. Like he's like just below barrel on it. It's a miss.
Yeah, I feel like he willed that one over the fence.
Yeah, and almost. he took Chapman's pitch and did it, and he hit it. And I was I'm currently in my basement this is an audio podcast, so I'm sure that's not going to matter right now. But I was in my basement to watch the game, and I was just pacing. Like I was sitting in like three different chairs. I was doing things. I wasn't doing things. And then he hits it, and I'm like, I watch it. And I'm like, there's no way in my mind because I'm not speaking at all. And he hits it goes out.
I'm watching the highlight right now on SportsCenter.
It is just the craziest thing. And I'm just like, literally all I said was, oh my God. That was the entire time. I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe this just happened. Oh my God. And yeah. I just started pacing more and more, and I started doing stretches because I felt like my back was getting like tight. And then in the ninth inning, I was the calmest I've ever been. I pulled out my laptop. I started working on stuff, and I just watched it happen.
Dude, yeah, I felt like in the ninth, I was just looking into their dugout, and they looked like they were out of fight, like in the ninth at least.
Like it was like yeah, I was scared.
Like, of course, they could have still won that, but like I felt like their spirits were really drained.
I'm trying to think who was their. Did he face Stanton and Voit in the inning before that, or did he face Stanton and Voit in this inning, in the ninth?
I think it was the inning before.
Because I know Urshela was the last out, but I know that he had, like Castillo had a bunt. No, Voit was in the ninth. I remember that, yeah, Voit was in the ninth, and Urshela was in the ninth, and I don't know who he faced before Voit. It might have been Stanton, but, like, just – an amazing, amazing pitching performance from the bullpen. Amazing pitching performance just from the entire team. Just, I don't know how this team does it. Like, I don't get it anymore. It's just, I think I've, like, come to just not
the
get
Rays
things.
The Rays have broken baseball.
The Rays have broken, like, my mind right now. Like,
they've broken my mind and baseball.
Yeah, it was just the craziest thing. I was curious, so – in your mind, after they won game three and they broke – so I – coming into game three, I was like, oh, crap, postseason Tanaka. And then they jump on Tanaka, and I do want to say there was that pitch that a lot of people contested that was low and was a 3-2 pitch, I think. And whoever it was ended up walking on it, but it looked like if he would have been called out on that, then it would have been to strike him out, throw him out. But the pitch was clearly low, so I don't get why people were complaining about it, because it was definitely below the zone. And Higashioka didn't frame it well to bring it up enough. But – And then obviously Kiermaier hits the home run after that. But just going into that game, I don't know how you felt, but I was like, oh God, this is where everything falls apart because Tanaka.
Yeah, but I've seen it as, like, I think we've jumped on Tanaka in the regular season. So I didn't feel that fear with Tanaka. After we got that second win, after we won the second game, I was more confident in our guys. And then game four, I wanted them closing out. That didn't happen, but we still – and then in game five, I lost my confidence a little bit in them. I was a little scared. I was like, oh, shit, they might go home. But then they pulled it out and were able to
– yeah, I agree.
Advance in the playoffs.
Yeah, it was – in game four, I was concerned because they tattooed Montgomery in the regular season, the game after the Brousseau situation, for those that don't remember.
Yeah.
They scored four off Montgomery, and he didn't even get through the first inning, and they had to take him out, and they ended up winning that game just by strangling, like constricting the Yankees' offense like a boa constrictor from their pitching.
Yeah, Yankees fans and were worried about that. They're worried about putting him back on the mound.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God. I was thinking in my mind, I was so confident because I was – The fact that they didn't throw out Garcia again, because I don't know why they didn't trust him. But the fact that they threw out Montgomery, I was like, I was thinking that the series was over because the Rays hit Montgomery well, and he pitched really well, and they got very good performances out of their bullpen, out of Britton and Chapman. But I just think that they overused them because, I mean, using guys in back-to-back days and trying to have them do high as much as relievers, you know, they don't throw that much, but they're also not designed to throw that much. And the fact that they were in two straight days of high leverage situations, I think that the Yankees went too thin and it cost them big time.
Yeah. That's probably the one thing that put us over them in this game. Just like our pitchers were better rested.
Yeah. Well,
not Glasnow, but Glasnow only had to pitch two and
That was a huge outing by Glasnow, though. I didn't expect that. Yeah. I thought Snell was going to go, but what an outing by Glasnow.
Really, really proving himself as, like, the guy you give the ball to in the postseason. Like,
and also, can we shout out Charlie Morton for having a really good outing? Like, he was terrible in the regular season, or he wasn't as good as he was, but he showed up in game three.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up big time in game three, and that was huge for this team. Was massive for this team. They needed that. So that's a positive step moving forward. There's a lot of positives moving forward. Just like, I mean, the Rays took so much advantage already of the Brusto situation. Again, I'm sure all you Rays fans know it, he got, you know, Chapman threw 101 at his head intentionally or unintentionally, is beside the point now. And what a just like karma.
Yeah. Just ultimate storyline for a Tampa Bay Rays fan. Like
it's that is the wildest thing ever. Also, just a fun fact, Aroldis Chapman apparently has given up 4 home runs in the last 2 years, and 2 of them have ended series. One of them obviously was the Altuve home run in game 6 of the 2019 ALCS. The other one was this home run tonight. I will also say, so Aroldis Chapman in his career, other than that, has given up 4 go-ahead or game-winning go-ahead and or game-tying home runs to really not like amazing players. Brousseau tonight, Rajay Davis in game seven of the 2016 World Series. And in 2013, he gave up back-to-back home runs to lose the game as the Reds closer to Eric Kratz and Freddie Galvis. That is an actual – Aroldis Chapman gave up a solo game-tying home run to Eric Kratz and a walk-off home run to Freddie Galvis. Just let that sink in. That, and I was at that game that I saw, like, just the fact that he gave that's an actual stat. And now he can add just Mike Brousseau to the list of just like unusual.
Guys, you've got the better of me.
That is just
wild. Mike Brousseau is a name he's not going to forget. You know, pitchers are like that. Pitchers are like that. They'll always remember.
You're telling me that. But yo, shout out to the Yankees. Honestly, you guys gave us a fight. You are a fantastic team. As much like, as I you, dislike it's your a fan fantastic, base,
yeah.
As much as I
great,
dislike
great
the
team,
the team. I mean, we gave them so much credit coming in for good reason because the Yankees are a very good baseball team, and their pitching just fell short. And I know we're gonna talk about this tomorrow when we go over a little bit more in detail about what's gonna happen with the Rays and Astros series, but just. Pitching, their pitching was thin, and it, you know, they had experience in the postseason, but it's just they overworked guys. It's as simple as that. I guess IL report, if there is any sort of IL report. Meadows is obviously back.
Yeah,
big back. Shocker there. Meadows is back. Just. So, obviously, Choi's back, Meadows is back, Yandy's back. They all played at some point today. So, our guys are getting healthy again, which is good. And it's just delightful to see. I do want to say I want to recap the other 3 postseason series that happened. We're going to give our predictions tomorrow about those. Man, rough times for the Miami Marlins. They finally lost a postseason series for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah, sad, but kind of expected.
We just wanted it to happen because
we wanted it to happen really bad because like come on like if they kept going like that'd be ridiculous
it was expected. Sixto did not look good in game 3. Atlanta's offense
Atlanta's offense is powerful.
And shout out to Ian Anderson.
I'm excited to see who they're playing.
I know
they're playing the Dodgers like but I'm. I don't know.
I'm excited to see who they're playing. Oh, it's the Dodgers. Wouldn't have seen that coming. Ian Anderson looked really good on the mound. You know, they don't have Soroka, which sucks. They don't have Hamels, which sucks. They DFA'd Fultonevich. Their pitching isn't what it was, but Kyle Wright did the job. Ian Anderson did the job. And obviously, Mac Fried, who went 7-0 this year with a 2-2 ERA, did the job for them. So shout out to the Braves for advancing. In other news, obviously the Dodgers beat the Padres. I don't know if you saw the Cody Bellinger robbing Tatis of Fernando Tatis Jr. of the go-ahead home run in the 6th or 7th inning. The Padres got the mojo. They got the momentum kind of back because Machado hit the home run, the solo home run to make it a 4-2 game, and then Hosmer hits the back-to-back to make it a 4-3 game. And Cody Bellinger, what a play. It was – for those that haven't seen it, look it up.
The Dodgers are just crazy. Like, they can, even if a team brings, like, all their energy, a team that has been, like, as like, successful as the Padres, they can just shut them down completely.
They're so freaking good. Like, they made mincemeat of the Padres, and the Padres are such a fun team. And I'm so sad that they aren't in the playoffs anymore, but just like, wow.
Yeah, Dodgers on a different playing field of baseball.
They really are. That, like, it's going to be a good series against the Braves, but like the Dodgers are on some other level of just stupid, because like it's like, oh, if Bellinger has a bad game, oh, they have Max Muncy, oh, he has a bad game, Justin Turner, oh, he has a bad game, Chris Taylor, oh, he has a bad game, Kike Hernandez or friggin' Mookie Betts, like they just like some, they added
up and down the lineup is just it's just good hitters, and
they're on just some and then they're pitching. I mean, Kershaw's really good. Walker too. Bueller's good. Brustal Gratterall, Kenny Jansen.
Their bullpen guys are crazy.
Adam Kolarik.
Yep.
Former Ray Adam Kolarik and Maryland Terrapin Adam Kolarik. Shout out Maryland always. Man, it's just shut up, man. They're just so good. That's
they're
I think that's just
team.
They really are. And then obviously, which we will get into tomorrow on our podcast, the Houston Astros, who once again have shown that the regular season doesn't matter in a 60-game season with a 16-team expanded postseason format, because you can sleepwalk through the season and then show up in the postseason, made easy work of the Athletics. Made them, like, they didn't even look like the 2 seed.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really bad.
Haven't seen those Astros all year, and they just show up in the playoffs, and now they're scary. But
yeah, they're good.
Okay. I think we're pretty scary too.
Oh, we're just as scary as them. There's no reason to think that we aren't scary. And I mean, the Astros have a very good team. And we're going to get into this tomorrow, but like they made a very good Oakland team and a very good Oakland staff look really, really, really bad. Like,
definitely.
And it might change because Dodger Stadium was like a home run paradise in that series, because home runs were flying out back and forth with both teams. Shout out to Oakland for coming back in game 3, which was a crazy, huge, good comeback for them. Yeah. I obviously didn't get the job done in the end, but like there was a lot of home. I don't know if Dodger Stadium's a launching pad or whatever, and maybe San Diego won't be in the same way, even though San Diego did have a lot of – I mean, there were a lot of home runs hit. Mm-hmm. I will have to say pre-previews, the Rays do benefit because they don't have to leave. Like, the same thing with the Dodgers. The Dodgers don't have to leave Arlington. The Rays don't have to leave San Diego. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like they're going that far, the Astros or the Braves, because, you know, one's in Houston going to Arlington, one's in – Los Angeles going to San Diego. So we're not talking like crazy distance here, but the Rays already have their accommodations. They don't have to worry about anything. And to my knowledge, in the Yankee series, there were no pranks being pulled at the team hotel that both teams stayed at. So unfortunate news to hear that.
Yeah,
that
I think
no water balloons.
They were kind of all business.
That's unfortunate.
It looked like.
That's unfortunate. Like, they need to, I mean, prank calls, water balloon fights, just you gotta have something that's fun. It's just it's stupid that they didn't do anything.
I feel like that'd be like a G-Man Choi kind of thing.
That would be a G-Man Choi kind of thing. That is true. Yeah, speaking of G-Man Choi, there was many videos after this game. They played New York, New York. The Rays played New York, New York after they won. They also played Empire State of Mind and said the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee game, or whatever that line is that JC sings. I think it's something to that extent. And they all got crazy for that. G-Man was smoking a stogie. They were all just kind of like chilling in the dugout. It's just like, they got so hype after that home run. Like they were just going nuts. It was just, that was so crazy. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy. I love this team so much. I've been on this get to the World Series thing with the Rays. I mean, it was kind of like just me being a sports fan, but then I actually started to like believe it, and I was like, man, we're just one step away.
Hey,
and that step is someone who stopped us last year.
That is true.
Being able to get back and try again this year.
Oh, we're gonna get
like some kind of story arc that someone's just making up.
Who knows?
For like a TV show or something. It's crazy.
We will be getting into all of that tomorrow, so don't you worry. We will be discussing Rays Astros tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll get Evan in.
Yeah.
If not, it'll just be us two again, which is fine, because I know that you guys, I'm sure you love us anyways, because you've been listening to the podcast. So With that being said, thank you to everyone for listening. We've done, I believe, 10 of these now, and we've gotten over...
I think this is 11, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've done 10 so far. This will be 11 in total. Yeah. But thank you to everyone who's listened so far. I think we're almost at 300 total listens, which, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but for us, that's a lot to know that you guys have been watching and supporting us. Thank you to everyone on Reddit who's been supporting us. You guys have been great. Also, shout out to all of you for great memes. Just the Reddit page today was just another... Yeah. Level of amazing.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
Love all of you. All the Flappy Boys.
All the Flappy Boys. We out here. So yeah, thanks everyone for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at RoofRaise, and you know, I'll be posting on Reddit most every day, and we're just gonna see what happens. Now we're in the ALCS, so good vibes all around. But yeah, stay safe, stay healthy. Please wear a mask and raise up.
Raise the roof, baby. Woo-hoo!